Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Congress he will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week, investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions said he wanted to appear before the panel to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Sessions recused or removed himself from his department's investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a uniformed member of the Afghan Special Forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them and wounding one other. Here is U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
We received a heartbreaking reminder of the risks that our servicemen and women face in the defense of freedom. When heroes fall, Americans grieve. And tonight, our thoughts and prayers are with the families of these American heroes. We honor their service, their sacrifice, and we always will.
Afghanistan and its capital city, Kabul, particular, have been hit in recent weeks by suicide bombings that have caused unprecedented civilian casualties. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Turkish news agency did not respond to a request from VOA to confirm the formal arrest of Taner Kilic. Amnesty International said in a statement Kilic's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. This is VOA News. United Nations Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military, who are battling to crush Islamist militants in the southern city Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from his country. Britain's Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a new government. Saturday, May lost two top aides in a shakeup that media reports indicated was a demand by senior Conservative Party members. Sir Craig Oliver, an advisor to former Conservative Party Prime Minister David Cameron, who was May's predecessor, says there will be a lot of scrutiny of May's leadership.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating Liberal Conservatives?
This election last week ended without any political party receiving a majority of the vote. May has called the election, hoping that she would get support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of the National Front Party focusing today on parliamentary elections being held nationwide. Le Pen is running for a parliamentary seat in the north, where her party, the National Front, has a much stronger support base. But President Emmanuel Macron's party, Republic on the Move, or République en Marche, is enjoying a wave of support across France. Thomas Vitello is a political analyst in Paris.
Front National is having a hard time now. Marine Le Pen personally is having a hard time since the debates, presidential debate. So it is not guaranteed. It is highly likely that she will win, but it is not guaranteed at this point. For her personally, the stakes are very high. If she loses, you know, in front of a candidate of La République en Marche, we'll start to have voices within the party really asking for her head.
6 months ago, senior National Front figures were hoping the party would win 50, maybe 60 seats in Parliament, but recent polls predict only a handful of their candidates will be elected. And President Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that likely will roll back parts of former President Barack Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Havana.
That's the latest world news from VOA.